Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. Thank you. Sorry, I've been with Home Depot for 45 minutes. I thought of myself.
Do you want me to call back? I don't want you to lose the call.
No. Might be another 20 minutes. It's just 3 lines. I got them on the call. I've been trying for an hour to pick up an order there. So, how long have we been with Local Splash?
It says for a year.
Good. Okay, I think I signed a 1-year agreement for someone to stay for a year. And I say this, but I'm going to cancel.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed that after the year is up that you would have an automatic renewal each month on the 29th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So
I want to cancel effective the 29th of December.
Yeah, we can do that. We can collect the past due payment and then prevent that December 29th payment from going through.
Okay.
Because if not, it'll reoccur as another payment in December, and I don't want that to happen to you, especially if you want to cancel.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
So I have to pay for the one in November that didn't go through, and then...
Exactly.
Okay. And then basically what's happening is we've got a new website with a different vendor, and I'm trying to move my Google account to that, and I can't seem to get it done. I just need to take down this website so I can move my Google profile to the other one. So I don't mind paying for it, but I don't even want it up for the month. After I pay you, I want you to shut it off.
Yeah, I can take the payment and then cancel right away. I don't have to wait till December 29th, if that's what you want.
We're not getting any activity from it, and I've got a different local vendor, and he's doing a good job, and I just need to go in a different direction, and I made up my mind. I want to try him for a while.
Okay. So,
hang on,
I want to...
I'm sorry. It's driving me nuts. Let me just... I've been on there for an hour.
No, don't lose that for sure. I could call back, but if you want to... Yeah.
I'm going to get you on... Okay, now I can hear. All right. How much is it you're going to put on the charge?
So it's past due for $448, but that includes $100 worth of Google ads and $100 worth of Facebook ads. You will not need those if you're going to just pay and cancel. Well, I have a fresh batch of those. So if I take those off, it'll lower the past due amount to just $248.
Perfect. Do that for me, please.
Let me just make an adjustment, and then we'll go back in and do your billing. And then you'll get an email within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled, so you won't have to worry about any further charges. So let me just take off the Google ads.
You can shut the account down, then, right?
I can shut the account down. Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, so let me just see here. There's the Facebook ads. Okay, I'm just trying to take those off so it'll lower your subscription. Okay, so I'm ready for the new card number, Dale, whenever you are.
5466.
Uh-huh.
4105.
Okay.
2857.
Uh-huh.
7189.
Okay, expiration?
January 2028.
Okay, and the code on the back?
770.
Okay. And it's still the 57th Avenue or the 52nd Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, so I will get your authorization and you will be good to go. I want to let you know as an option, just because this Google Business Profile is ranking on the first page and there's 137 leads on the dashboard that came through the tracking number that we're providing for you. So I want to let you know
just people calling in and
trying to sell me stuff, and we got almost no plumbing leads.
Really? So,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know.
This and that, and it looks good on paper, but in reality, it's nothing.
Yeah, and I feel that you're pretty set on canceling, and if that's what you want to do,
right,
I'll absolutely do it for you. But it, as an option, we could.
Is, I don't want. I need it off so I get my Google business profile onto my new website. We keep trying.
That's
to
what
it.
I was going
to
say. We could do that for you. We could put the new website on the Google business profile and keep everything active. You don't have to use our site to use our services. So usually the only reason we will do a site for someone.
I don't want your services. I've got so much.
You don't want it at all. Okay, okay. That's what I thought. I just thought I would run that by you. So don't worry, Dale.
I'm getting a lot more, but this guy has me on a over 21,000 links now, and my Google, my authority page is up to like 25, and you know, it's the real deal. This is actually working. So I've got like 8 keywords and 29 pages on my website, and I'm paying a lot more, but they're doing a really good job for me, and that's what I want. I'm putting all my eggs in that basket.
I understand. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to process the cancellation now, and I hope everything works out for you. It sounds like you got a good thing going, so I'm happy for you. And
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry it didn't work out, you know, moving forward with us, but in the meantime, have a nice rest of your week. Okay, Dale?
Thank you so much. You've been very helpful. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.